Hi David, how are you?
Good. Who is this, Sheldon?
Yep.
Hi, Sheldon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Oh, I can't complain. I'm just sitting here writing the next chapter. I just wanted to talk to you real quick about the introduction that was written, the intro. I think at the end of this, because I kind of have the story written out in my head, or at least kind of how it's going, and I provided yesterday like an outline. Okay, so I have the outline, and it's not perfect. It might be changed around, but it's pretty much the gist of it all. I think I'm going to want to rewrite the intro at the end. Yeah, and also some of the stuff in there, and I think I just wanted to talk to you because I want to try to convey to you like the tone a little bit. You know what I mean? Like that was good. There was some stuff in there I really liked, and there was other things in there that doesn't sound like me at all. Like the We Are the World was playing and all that. It was very cool. I liked it, but not for me, you know? Yeah. And so I just wanted to kind of touch base with you, have a quick conversation, and let you know that. And if you start reading, like I'm on chapter 6 already, and I think I have 18 chapters that I'm going to be writing. The first chapters up until this chapter that I just started about an hour ago is kind of more backgroundy stuff, but very important still nonetheless. Now I'm getting into more of like the move to Costa Rica, and I'm doing more details and just stuff like that. And you, if you read the chapters that I provided, it's you can kind of feel my tone and how I'm coming across. And so I just wanted to convey that to you, but I also wanted to tell you that, I want this to be my story, but it's also okay to kind of twist some things to make it a little bit more interesting. I'm not a writer, you know what I mean? I don't, that's not what I've, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to write. I'm just kind of winging it and then writing down as I go how I remembered it. You know, in fact, I was up all night last night trying to like just think about things. So I'm really kind of into this right now, and I'm liking how it's going. And that's pretty much what this conversation is. Just to say that I'm going to rewrite the introduction at the end, kind of to fit more of what like I just read, so it kind of is more fitting to it. And I mean, because this becomes different aspects. Like right now, I talk about my Grateful Dead, and I was in the band, and I played all these different, I was playing this, and it did my different moves. Ended up in Costa Rica. And there's different aspects. Like eventually, I start playing poker, but I get into plant medicines eventually, which is where I am today. So it takes a different tone. But you can like, I feel like you can feel my tone coming across. The
It does. Your writing does show your tone coming across.
yeah, but again, I'm a terrible writer. I cruise through it. I don't do spell checks. I just am cruising,
It's no
and
problem.
then
That's the point.
I, yeah.
Why would you hire us if you have to do all of that, right?
Right, I'm just telling you, I'm not, I feel like I'm telling it like me, and I just want to say that you mentioned the other day about something, like 100% you, or there could be a little bit of fiction in there. You can play with it, you know, I mean, go ahead and play with it. I mean, I think, I want this thing to be really, like, captivating for people, you know?
It's like an autobiography with a twist of a novel, right?
Well, I mean, I'm laying out exactly the way it happened. So
You're
yeah, I'm
right.
doing that.
What I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to understand is, basically, it's going to be an autobiography with a novel-like feeling. It sounds like a
Exactly.
very interesting story, but again, it's an
Yeah.
autobiography, but just with a
Yeah.
little, twist and a little bit of spice.
Yeah, and I feel, I was talking to my wife about this. I feel that if you, I'm giving her everything to proofread also, and she's loving it. I think it's funny. She was cracking up, and I was laughing at it. We're having fun with it. But the movie Blow, it's like that type of tone. I mean, I don't do the cocaine runs like he was doing, but it's like that type of a tone. You know, it's like I'm down in Costa Rica, and I'm right now. I'm just wrote about like me getting there for the first time, and the people that I meet, and starting to pay people off, and how things work down there, and you know, that kind of thing.
About the 2021 movie, well, sorry, 2001 movie, right?
The Blow with Johnny Depp was in it.
Johnny Depp, yeah.
Somewhere around the early 2000s. I'm not sure exactly when, but it's kind of like that same feel and tone. Kind of edgy, but kind of has a little bit of comedy to it too, like I am. And you know, like if you saw the movie at the beginning, it kind of shows a little bit of his background. They moved to California and they did all these things. It's kind of what I'm showing here. It's like I'm showing a little bit of who I was, and now I'm moving to Costa Rica and things get a little crazy and, you know, that whole deal. So that's it. I just felt like I wanted to have one more conversation with you and kind of, you know, so I can convey to you how I was
feeling. That's good. Yeah, this is good. If
feeling, you know.
I told you before, if you don't feel like talking, if you don't feel like giving your perspective, you're always free to, you know, just ask Lisa. We'll schedule a call and we'll get it done. Because the more info you provide to us, the better we can understand your perspective and the better we can go through the process.
Right. Yeah, I was going to write you a letter, and I thought, you know what, let's just have a conversation. This is, you know, and that's so I wanted you to feel like my voice and have this conversation and you know, I know where I was coming from. And, you know, it's funny. I've never written a book before, but it's funny how this is taking shape because you have an idea of how, like, oh, well, I'm going to write the story of my life, but then all of a sudden it's taking on this, like, drama, like, story. You know what I mean? It's taking on, like, a kind
of
a...
your life. You're recalling everything, and you're just sitting there typing it down, so it seems very surreal and at the same time seems very nostalgic, right?
Right, yes. Exactly.
That's
all. You know, I just wanted to have this conversation and tell you, and I bet I'm going to have this whole thing done in the next 2 weeks.
That would be perfect. We'll have all the
information. I mean, I'm just thinking about things and what's the next chapter and doing this thing, and the chapters I'm getting into right now are pretty long, and there'll be a couple of shorter ones and a couple of longer ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet that I get this finished by. I mean, I don't want to put myself on a timeline, but by within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm just kind of cruising through it, you know. So it's my story. I'm just laying it down on paper.
That is great. By the way, while we're designing that, I would suggest, because this is something we won't be doing, like from the writing team, but this is what the design team would be doing, but I would recommend that you think up an idea for the cover as well. So you can relay that to Lisa, and, you know, you can, while we are doing the writing, you can work on the cover as well. So by the time, if you want to make any tweaks to the cover, you're not making it at the end of the day, you know?
Well, then, again, this is where, like, I kind of, as we're getting this going and you feel how the story is taking place, that's, I need direction. I am not artistic at all. I don't know what looks good, black, red, green, purple. I have no idea.
It doesn't necessarily have to be artistic either. It could just be, if it's your autobiography, if you want people to know it's you, you can have a really good picture of yourself. You know, just get a professional photographer to get and take a picture in a nice environment, and boom. You have cover.
I'm gonna write this. I don't want to put my last name. I'm gonna go under a different name. I don't think I'm gonna put my picture in this thing.
Okay.
There's some questionable things. I'd rather just, you know, that whole thing. And not only that, I'm writing this with like the real names in it of people, of women, of the whole thing. I'm gonna want to go ahead at the very end because I'm sure you have a list of characters that you make.
Yeah.
I bet I will change. Okay, make Gina Brenda, or make Lisa, you know, Julie, or something like that.
Sure.
I mean, just there's some things I have to protect some people.
it's completely
you know, they might not want this out, so, you know.
It's very easy to do. It's no problem. There'll be any names that you want, and it'll be just a sitch.
Okay. So I think that's it. I just, you know, again, I'm going to wait till I'm done with this, until I do the, redo the intro. I want it to be good. I want it to be balanced. You know, that's the big thing, balanced.
Yeah. True.
So.
The intro does,
so, I mean, that's
100%. The intro does not necessarily have to describe the story. Intro would probably be better, a description of yourself would be better for the introduction rather than a description
of
the story.
Yes. Correct, yeah. I'm just going to wait, though, because since this takes a lot of, like I'm 23, then I'm 30, and then I'm 40, you know, that whole thing. I kind of want to edit that to, like, describe myself and just kind of through that timeline, though, a little bit, you know, maybe. I don't know. I'm not too worried about the intro right now, but those are just my thoughts with that.
You are going chronologically, right? From what I understand, from what I've read so far, you are going chronologically, right?
Yeah, I start when I'm 20. I'm already, like, right now I'm in the book, I'm at 30.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
You know, when I end, I'll be my age right now, which I turn 53 next week. So... You know, definitely. I'm not, like, skipping around. I mean, there's a portion where I talk about hiring somebody, and I say, well, in the future, he and I will open a business, but that I'll talk about that later, that kind of stuff. But I'm not jumping around.
So right now you're into medicine, plant medicine.
Correct.
Interesting. You went from music to gambling
Plant
to
medicine, like I belong to, I know practitioners and shamans and stuff like that, and ayahuasca, and if you're familiar with that, and iboga, and there's a portion in here in 2016. In 2014, I get off pills, finally. And the woman who got me off was somebody that I met through Costa Rica. She's a natural medicine person, biological medicine, not plant medicine, but biological medicine. Oh, you need some vitamin C or some of this or whatever she says, you know. She also, so she's the one who got me off of the Klonopin that I was taking. And there was a portion there where I called her in 2016 and told her that I wanted to dive into some ibogaine. And that was my first real introduction into the real heavy medicines. And I went, we got a, we got a, we got a, we rented a small little house up in the hills of Malibu, California. And I just did it there. And I was out for 23 hours, and I talk about that, and I'm going to talk about that experience and how profound it was on my life. And I came home from that, and I told my wife that she might want to try that on a spiritual level. And she did. That led to a lot of different things. Now I belong to plant medicine groups and different things, and the different plant medicines that are sacred medicines from Africa and South American stuff, how they're different, how they're not party drugs, they're different than that. So I'm going to touch on that just a bit
Zone
too.
out, more of a slight soft zoning things, right?
I mean, no, I think that they. It's more like you take the medicine and like when I took the medicine, I was in God's domain with entities and people fixing my body, and I mean just that kind of thing.
I see. That's interesting.
You know about ayahuasca.
Not a lot.
But you've heard of it. It's like medicine from the Amazon. It's as heavy as it gets. I mean, there's nothing compared to it. And if you don't know about it, it's hard to even understand. But I'm gonna have a little bit of like a chapter on my experiences. But
Sure.
because it follows my life, and I get into this, and I start cleaning myself up, and that whole thing. And
Perfect. That sounds good.
there's also another chapter on I had a wife and a girlfriend for a while. So I talk about that, and then so all that crazy shit that's gonna come. So there's a lot to it, but I have it all in my head, and I wrote it down the other day. It took me a while to write that all down the other day, but I'm glad I did.
At this point, trust me, I look forward to the story. It's
Oh,
interesting.
thank you. It's just that it's just I just just so like when I was younger, when I was 15 years old, I told my mom, I said, I don't want to go through this life. I don't want to have a resume of people just getting up and going to their job and doing all this. And at 53 years old, I never have. I've done things my way. So, and that's what kind of sparked this book of a lot of things of just doing things my way, and the trouble I got into along the way and ending up in different countries and things like that.
That
So it's,
would be a
I've just
good,
listed.
that would be a good name for the book, My Way.
Well, what do you think about this for a name for the book? This is actually kind of funny. I was down when I was in Costa Rica, I had a friend. And I lived in the city, but a lot of people, when you think about the coconuts and all, that's all the beach. You know what I mean? We had a friend that wanted. He had a friend who wanted to come into San Jose and work and make some money. His name was Dave. My name is Dave. We started hanging out. We were kind of the same age. I hired him. So, but people were like, "Hey, Dave," and they started calling him Beach Dave and me Bookie Dave. So I was gonna just because they had a different because I was running this whole office. You know what I mean? And he was like a surfer dude from. So we were both Dave. So, I think the name of the book will be Bookie Dave. I think it's catchy, and it kind of it's you know it just kind of
It sounds like
captures.
you. It does suck. But
You
what's
know?
the or what's the pen name that you'll be using?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know. 'Cause at first I thought, well, I'll just put my name on, then I don't want to. I thought about using David Lewis. The reason why Lewis is because it's my grandfather's middle name. Or my father's middle name is Stanley. I thought about David Stanley or something. I don't know. I'll come to it.
Okay,
David
that's no
something.
problem. We still have a lot of time. We can decide for a name. It's no problem.
Yeah. So, but I'm glad we had this conversation. So now it's like, you know, you feel me a little bit more, and you see where I'm coming from, and you can convey that to the team, and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool. That's cool. We will get this done. I do understand your perspective. I'll share this conversation with my team and the writer who's on the project, and we'll talk about it, and we'll, you know, piece things together. Okay?
And if you ever, or the team, or anybody wants to call me or text me, no problem. I don't care. Anytime.
Sure.
Give me a call.
Perfect. We'll do that.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for your call and
no
your time.
No problem. No problem, David.
You have a nice rest of your day.
You too. You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.